Welcome to a special audio vignette series brought to you by NAVO and United We. Our two organizations have partnered to educate women on how to make positive impacts and build skills that benefit their communities and their businesses. Each episode touches on a fresh topic and features an incredible woman expert. You'll hear tips, best practices, stories, and more that you can easily apply to your life and to your business. And now, here's this week's short and inspiring listen.
Hi, I'm Robin Sternick, and after many years on Wall Street and at GE, I am now a wealth whisperer at Sternick Capital Management, and I have the privilege of working with women to build their careers and their wealth through leadership coaching and financial planning. One of the other things I've gotten to do throughout my career that I very much have enjoyed is to serve on several great for-profit, not-for-profit, private and public businesses and organizational boards. They have all been interesting and rewarding and educational. But today I'd like to specifically talk to you about serving on a not-for-profit board because I think it's an important and impactful part of your career and your life. Not-for-profit organizations are critical to our communities and serve as an essential role in our world. Supporting any of them that we are passionate about giving our time and treasure to is the right thing to do and enables their growth and impact. If we choose to seek a board position, it will give us the opportunity to share our expertise at a strategic level and allow us to complement the strengths of the management and leadership teams of that organization. From a board seat, we can provide oversight, insight, guidance, knowledge, support, and contacts. Done well, we can make a difference. Because of our busy, always-on lives, you may be thinking you just don't have time to do one more thing. That is probably true for now, but at some point soon, you will have or you will want to create some more time and capacity to do new and important things, and this should be one of them. In addition to giving back in a meaningful way, not-for-profit board service, it's a win-win. Getting involved will instantly expand your network with other people who care and people who have access to networks and information beyond your own. You will be given opportunities to practice and expand your leadership, teaming, and problem-solving skills. You will learn about the operational workings of an organization that in many ways is similar to a for-profit business, and that may be very similar to the business you work in. If you are an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, the boardroom is a place for you to learn from other directors and trustees, since many of them have started or work in successful businesses. Early in my career, I got to spend a week at a university intensely studying the Red Cross and its historic operational challenges. Learning about mission-based and servant leadership had a profound impact on my life, my career, and my own leadership style. Learning about the reinvention of the Red Cross gave me tools and perspectives that I immediately applied back at home at my job. It also led to my personal commitment early in life to rally my network to help me raise $10,000 for the organization. And I built lifelong friendships with people who were also passionate about first responder agencies. As a board member, you will have the chance to see the entire organization through the eyes of the leadership team and your own interaction with members of management and staff. You will learn about board dynamics and how decisions are made on large and small teams. You will have a fiduciary responsibility, and whether or not you are a numbers person, you will quickly understand how the organization secures and uses funding, manages budgets, executes on strategy, optimizes human resource management, and plans for succession. Additionally, you will gain a working knowledge of overall business acumen, since many not-for-profits function like a commercial enterprise as they should. All of these skills you will gain or advance are immediately applicable in life and at work, because the more you know about a company, the better you can do your job and engage others. My tenure on the Greater Kansas City Community Foundation Board and membership on their audit committee clearly took my personal understandings of enterprise-wide budgets to a whole new level. You will learn about and honor important legal and board protocols that protect an organization, its employees, its funders, and those who benefit from its services. Similar to a public company that has many regulatory bodies overseeing it, directors of a well-run not-for-profit also comply with a duty of care to follow as good stewards, making them answerable to stakeholders, a duty of loyalty that requires us to put the best interests of the organization first, and a duty of obedience to run the organization legally, ethically, and well. It's a very important code for all types of businesses. Through a task force or committee structure, you will have opportunities to bring some of your specific skills and experiences to the table and learn new ones. You will be on a team collectively working to efficiently, ethically, and sustainably grow the reach and impact of the organization while serving as an ambassador for it. You will be part of the organization's brand, and what you give and take from the experience will become part of your personal brand. If you agree that personal brands are driven by performance, image, and the exposures we create for ourselves, then you will understand quickly why good board service on a not-for-profit will serve you well on the board and well beyond. And if you would like to expand your board service to include a for-profit board, data shows that a significant percentage of women on for-profit boards believe that the governance experience and the network they garnered from the not-for-profit board experience they had significantly helped them get there. This was true for me, as my current service on EPR, a significant for-profit real estate investment trust, came through my working relationship with a fellow director on a not-for-profit board. Lastly, because the board has direct interaction with a CEO and the executive director and the management team, you will influence the vision for the organization and the top-down culture that it has to build in order to bring that to pass. There is a wide range of not-for-profit organizations that would benefit from your expertise, your efforts, and your commitment, large or small. Whether you are a funder, a volunteer, a task force member, or a board director, you will be a meaningful contributor, and what you learn from it will improve your life and your career. So go find one that lights you up, do your homework on it, and lead on. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this audio vignette brought to you by NABO and United We. Learn more about NABO at nawbo.org, about how we're powering the dreams of our nation's women business owners. And learn more about United We on united-we.org, about how we're advancing women's economic and civic leadership. And be sure to continue this conversation on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.